This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day visit to Malaysia this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and further enhancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi said they will aim to deepen defence and security ties, enhance economic and innovation partnership, and expand collaboration into new domains. Today, Prime Minister Modi will attend a major event by Indian diaspora. More from our correspondent.
The major highlight of today's schedule will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modiji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister with great pomp and enthusiasm. From dance performances to singing programs, the event will serve as a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center. Tomorrow, the focus will shift to the official engagements, including the welcome ceremony, bilateral meetings, delegation-level talks, and the exchange of key members of understanding as India and Malaysia look to further strengthen their comprehensive strategic partnership. Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
India and the US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on goods of India. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed this agreement as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi said, "This framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and BJP President Nitin Naveen described the India-US Interim Trade Agreement as a landmark framework representing a strategic milestone in India's economic journey. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, she will inaugurate the Bastar Pandum Festival. The president will also address a program organized at Lal Park Ground in Jagdalpur. Chhattisgarh Governor Ramen Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai will also be present at the inaugural ceremony of the Bastar Pandum Festival. Focusing on the interim budget for the first 4 months of the next financial year, the last session of the 17th West Bengal Legislative Assembly will conclude today. It was constituted in May 2021 after the state elections. Today marks the close of legislative proceedings before the upcoming elections scheduled in March-April 2026. The 17th Assembly under Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has been in power since May 2021. India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condoled the loss of life it has caused. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The ministry said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. Earlier, 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious centre in the capital Islamabad yesterday. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The opening match between Pakistan and the Netherlands is underway at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. The second match will be played between the West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m. While defending champions, India will begin the campaign later today at 7 p.m. facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The month-long tournament will run until March the 8th, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.